Hi, my name is Paul Dunay, and welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast, conducted in cooperation with Marketing Profs. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, and today I'm speaking with Jesse Stay, a noted blogger and a developer in Facebook, as well as a recent author of FBML Essentials, the Facebook Marketing Language Essentials book. So welcome to the podcast, Jesse.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you having me.
Great. So today I wanted to explore how Jesse's using FriendFeed. I saw, Jesse, at a recent blog post, you said you were using FriendFeed as your primary communication vehicle. Can you explain what and how you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. I use the FriendFeed iPhone interface, which if you just go to friendfeed.com on your iPhone, it actually formats it very nicely for your iPhone screen. I usually focus on, there's a little link that says me at the top, and I click on that, and that shows me all the things I'm participating in. So if I can post a status, I can surf through. There's a friends link at the top, and I can surf through my friends' shares and likes and posts and see what they're doing, and then comment on those, and then see what things I've commented on, what other activities happened since I commented on them. So I kind of just go through the iPhone and spend time seeing what's going on. I also used it to do searches, and I did use my laptop for this. If you do a search for instance, I was at the F8 conference when I was doing this on Wednesday at the Facebook yearly conference. And if you do a search for F8 in FriendFeed, a list of everyone who's talking about F8 will come up. And it was a great way to follow what other people are saying and talking about in the conference and stay up to date and make sure I'm not missing anything.
Hmm. And it's interesting because, and I just plugged it into my iPhone too, so I can see what you're saying. Yeah, it is a nice, elegant interface. Are you using FriendFeed mainly for comment and commenting on things?
I do a combination of both. I'm diverting away from Twitter over to this service, Identica, for my status updates, and I use Identica for my status updates, and that actually gets propagated into FriendFeed. I can actually do it straight from FriendFeed, but it's kind of nice to use a system built around status updates for those, and then the system built around aggregation for aggregation and discussion. I populate my status updates through Identica into FriendFeed, and then that can initiate discussion, and so I use it for a combination of status updates and comments and discussion. It's a great discussion tool to be able to post something you want to throw out there for people to see and hear, and maybe initiate a conversation around that. And it allows you to track that all under one heading. And that whereas with something like Twitter, if I post out something, if people could send me an at reply, and I see it, but the rest of Twitter doesn't see that at reply, and there's no way to organize that conversation into one firm, organized conversation. So FriendFeed's a great tool for that, and keeping the whole conversation organized and together in one. And actually initiates more discussion because of that.
Right. And there were some Twitter tools that were kind of trying to do that. I forget which one it was, like TweetScan or something along those lines, or maybe it was Surmise that was trying to aggregate the conversation that you were having around an individual tweet. I could see how this would be more powerful around an individual blog posting, and you'd kind of alluded in one of your blog posts that it's kind of a great way to jump ahead and jump on top of, you know, the conversation, you know, and keeping out there. I wondered kind of what you meant by that as well.
To jump ahead of the conversation, stay out there. Well, first of all, it doesn't just aggregate blog posts. You can actually aggregate Twitter posts. You can aggregate Identica posts. You can aggregate Delicious posts, and each one of those can create a conversation. So So it actually can solve what you're talking about with Twitter and being able to post the Twitter post and allowing a conversation around that. But in answer to your question about furthering and boosting the conversation, Fresley has a power in that when you every time you post something on FriendFeed or every time you comment on someone else's post or any time you like someone else's post, that goes right back up to the top of everyone who is following you's friend list. So they're more likely to see that. So every time that someone makes a comment on your blog through FriendFeed or makes a comment on a tweet or on Identica or elsewhere, you can it automatically goes back up to the top of all the friends that are following you, and they then have more opportunities to see that. So it's a great viral and organic tool to be able to encourage conversation and encourage more people to see what you're talking about, see your post, and build conversation around that. I actually get I often get more traffic from FriendFeed than I do on direct Google search. So it has extreme power, especially for bloggers, to be able to get more exposure for their blog.
Right, and it seems like you could kind of keep a conversation going maybe a little bit longer, because if someone decides to resurrect a blog post and start commenting on that, like I've had today, it almost like gets it alive again almost because it jumped to the top.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I actually installed a plugin for WordPress that actually puts FriendFeed down at the bottom of my post, and now you can actually comment on FriendFeed right on my blog, and it integrates with all my FriendFeed friends and everything. So every time that someone comments, it just keeps going back up and up, so it continues to encourage the conversation.
Right. Now, I assume, you know, like myself, that you're reading a lot, you know, either through FriendFeed or through some other, you know, feed reader. I'm sort of having this idea about being able to ditch my Google Reader, where I've got 300 plus blogs that I'm reading, and just read what everyone else is reading on FriendFeed. Is that a viable strategy, or am I just, you know, dreaming here?
I think the potential is there. It's not quite built around that, though. I tried that once, and I wasn't very successful at it. One problem with that is it doesn't let you see the post right there as you're reading it. It's just a link, so you've got to click through to the link to the blog to be able to read it. And that's one of the great things about FriendFeed is it actually encourages clicks, which brings users back to your blog. Whereas I also use Google Reader along with that, and Google Reader actually is a great tool to be able to see the post there, as well as see who the post is by, what it's about, and then I can share a note about that post. And the great thing about Google Reader is I can actually plug in my Google Reader into FriendFeed, and every post that I share on Google Reader, especially if I share it with a note, if I share a post with a note, it will automatically send it out to FriendFeed, and that note will appear as a comment below the link I just shared, and then that can encourage more conversation about the things you're reading in Google Reader, and they don't even have to be yours.
Yeah, definitely, and I'm doing that as well. So do you think FriendFeed is friendly, let's say, for corporate brands? Should brands be considering doing some sort of a FriendFeed of things that a brand might be reading, or is this, you know, still too consumer focused?
Oh, definitely. I think FriendFeed is probably one of the biggest competitors to Facebook out there. And I've mentioned multiple times how Facebook, in fact, I just did a post last night, how Facebook works works well for businesses. And FriendFeed itself also has that potential. I mentioned being able to, while I was at a conference, go and search for F8, and it showed every bit of conversation where someone mentioned F8 in the conversation. Businesses can do that as well. If you do a search for your business name in FriendFeed, and you can just do it, you can do it amongst all users or just your friends. I suggest doing it amongst all users. It'll produce a list of everyone who's talking about your brand or your business. And that is actually returned as with an RSS feed. And if you add that RSS feed to your RSS reader, every time someone mentions something new, that will appear in your list of that will appear in your RSS reader so that you know what people are talking about, and you can then get in the conversation. It's a great tool for business. It is a bit of a fire hose, drinking from the fire hose when you get into it. But if you can establish an organized method of approaching it and come up with your own way of reading and contributing, it can be great for a business to get involved with.
Yeah, I don't think we're seeing any of that. I mean, we're seeing people on Twitter. We're certainly seeing them on Facebook. And by the way, that Facebook post was very good, very educational.
Thank you.
We're not necessarily seeing it yet on FriendFeed, but I'm sure it's coming. I mean, I've seen
it's coming.
A lot of people on Twitter. All of a sudden, there was a whole burst of them, you know, a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm. And people are still learning about FriendFeed right now. FriendFeed is in that stage where, I don't know if you remember back in the days of when Twitter was just gaining popularity, and it wasn't that long ago, but you try to explain it to your friends and you couldn't come up with a way to explain it. FriendFeed's kind of at that stage right now where people kind of just have to get in and try it out, come up with their own ways of using it, and once they figure that out, it'll start to take on. But it might take a couple tries for a few people to finally start figure, oh, this is how I can use it. And there's several blog posts out there. I've written a few. Lewis Gray has some good ones, and there's some other really good ones out there that can give you some tips on how to use it. It's still to come. It's still very early adopter, but it's definitely a tool that people should be looking into, and I think earlier the better.
Great. Okay, one last piece of advice. What would you say to marketers when it comes to using FriendFeed?
Get involved in the conversation. It's important not only that you're tracking the conversation, but that you're actually getting in and commenting. When someone is talking about your brand and talking about your business, get in there and talk with them. Join in there. It's going back to how to win friends and influence people all over again. When you show genuine interest in the person and you're showing that you care about them and you want to be their friend and truly mean that, they actually take interest in what you're doing and what they're talking about. And it's a great way to approach if they're saying something bad about your brand to change their mind, or if they're talking good about your brand to increase their appreciation for what you're doing. And FriendFeed is the ideal tool to do that with.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining me today, Jesse. I really appreciate your time. And for our listeners, now it's your turn. Please let us know how you're using FriendFeed for your communications. We will be glad to keep this conversation going with you online, and we'll be back again next week with another PropCast. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to having you back next week on another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast.